All right, let's talk a little bit more about last night's Versus battle, hosted
Epic.
By Steve Harvey. And it was so good, Steve. I mean, really, it really was. I just loved it. I love the change of clothes. I love the entertainment value, how they, you know, Earth, Wind & Fire got up and performed their songs, and then the Isley Brothers got up and performed theirs. And
Verdeen
with
the hair.
Yeah.
A lot of comments about Verdeen.
Yes. Ernie
what
with
did
the
Verdeen
guitar
have
playing
on?
Behind
I didn't
his
get
back.
To see it. What did he have on?
Cream, well, like a white jacket and some red pants, too. Red
yeah,
pants,
with a white strip going down, stripe going down the side.
Verdeen, though. Yeah. So how you feeling, Steve? It's the morning after. How you feeling?
Yeah, you know, man, I'm exhausted, for
yeah.
one. But, you know,
yeah.
it was like such a, yeah, I mean, you know, it was long, you know, because, I mean, they hits, you can't, how do you
hits.
Cut them hits up? Because when they wrote songs, there's parts, they had bridges and stuff like that. It ain't no little, you know, it's no short songs. Mm-hmm. So, and then, you know, the thing that they had to do was certain things because it was on Apple Music. And so, you know, man, but just sitting there, man, feeling the vibe of them, they were so appreciative of being asked to do it.
Oh, really?
And, but like, yeah. you know, Ronald Isley, man, has 28 platinum albums.
Mm.
He's
I heard
had
you say
111
that.
Songs that's been on the charts in the top 10. 111. Mm-hmm. So how did he pick 25?
Right. Wow. You said
and
that
then
last night. Yeah.
Billboard did not register black music
mm-hmm.
for really? A long time
not surprising.
Because black people couldn't get on white radio.
Mm-hmm.
Right. Oh.
Because if you look at MTV, MTV didn't allow blacks on it until Michael Jackson came out with Thriller.
That's right.
He put black people on that. So what? When they were making money in all them albums and selling millions of records,
mm-hmm.
you know, of course, BMI had them and all like that. They was on Adult Contemporary. But Billboard didn't recognize a lot of what they did.
Yeah, you know. The racism is real.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
It's crazy.
Mm-hmm.
But the Kings mm-hmm. were on the stage last
yes.
night, man. And the
was,
comments, oh, yeah. man, Steve. Folks were loving you. They were loving Ronald Isley.
Everybody
the movement.
Was... Yeah, 70. I can't get over he's 79.
And cool
I didn't
as
see
hell.
That anywhere. I didn't see 79
and
anywhere.
And cool as hell.
Yeah. It looked like you guys were having a great time, Steve. It really does.
And it was like the crazy moment was before the show mm-hmm. intermission and after the show. Because, you know, they could be themselves. Because these are not TV stars, man.
Mm-hmm.
These dudes ain't internet stars. They don't really know nothing about no internet.
Mm-hmm.
Right.
They go in the studio and they go on stage. And when they don't have a, you know, but they didn't have a band, they didn't have a instruments. It's mm-hmm. it's almost like they out of their element.
Yeah. Yeah.
You know,
yeah,
but Ernie
a little
Isley,
awkward for them.
He bought it.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. All right. Coming up at 34 minutes after the hour, we'll have more about the Versus battle last night with our own Steve Harvey right after this.
You're listening to the Steve Harvey Morning Show.
So, Steve, we're back talking about the Versus battle last night in which
yeah.
you hosted. You know, I love the story you told about you wrote the words to Earth, Wind & Fire's Devotion down and you gave them to one of this girl you were interested in,
yeah.
Miyoshi Jackson or whatever
yeah.
her name was.
Mm-hmm.
And she said she thought that was so sweet. How did the fellas, what did they think about that, Earth, Wind & Fire?
I mean, like, they was tripping, man, because, you know, I have... It's like really crazy. It's like my daughter said. This music that I hosted last night was really the soundtracks of my life. Earth, Wind, and Fire. See, I knew Ron Isley and their music before that.
Mm-hmm.
You know.
Yeah.
Work to do, Who's
around.
That Lady and all like that. Because my mm-hmm. brothers and them listened to it.
Right.
But when I was old enough to go and buy my own music, Earth, mm-hmm. Wind, and Fire came out when I was a senior in high school.
Mm-hmm.
And Lord have mercy, Jesus, when that damn Devotion album came out,
uh-huh.
Mighty Mighty,
yes.
you need devotion, mm-hmm. blessed are the children. I wrote that entire song out on a piece of poster board, rolled
crazy.
It up, put it on my back, got on my bike, rode to Miyoshi House and gave it to her.
Wow.
Because I ain't know, you know.
Such a
you
lover.
Need to hit this. This is so beautiful, man. Yeah. I need a chick to hear this.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Mm-hmm.
She said, wow, that's the sweetest thing anybody ever done. That was a true story.
But you asked Ronald Isley a question last night, Steve, and Ernie Isley, about writing songs about women. Didn't you ask them?
Yeah.
And they said they had to compliment. What was that?
All of their songs was complimenting women.
Mm-hmm. Yes.
You know, they said you had to compliment women.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. All their songs is about love, feeling, thinking, missing them, wanting them, having mm-hmm. them, being lonely without them, trying to do right by them, you know. I mean, you know, and that's how they focused on their songs. If you look at Earth, Wind, and Fire, they wrote love songs. And when they wasn't writing love songs, they wrote songs about the world.
Yeah.
That's the way of the world. Mm-hmm. Fight the power. Mm-hmm. You know, stuff. Paint a pretty smile each day. And then, you know, and then when they wrote a party song, it still had a message in it.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
You know, Boogie mm-hmm. Wonderland. Let's groove tonight. Da-da-da-da. You know, fight the power, all this. And it was the first time an R&B group ever cussed on an album. Ronald Isley said, all this bull blank going down.
Right, fight the power.
Yeah. Time is truly wasting. Mm-hmm. That was a jam, man.
Yeah. Yeah. It was a message song, too.
And everything they wrote was about messaging, man. Mm-hmm. And, you know, like, I understand the internet. I understand, you know, the demographics that created Verses. What Swiss and Timbaland created was for a different demographic. They reached when they put Patty and Gladys on. Mm-hmm. You know, they gave it to them, man. But that was something for, and this was for a different generation of people, man.
Yeah.
You know.
But you know what, too? Totally. Young folks, they knew some of the music. They knew it from their parents.
Because of their parents.
But then they also knew it from sampling. You know, mm-hmm. Isley Brothers. You know, Ice Cube. Today was a good day. They knew some of it.
Yeah, I like the fact that D-Nice did that. He did a segment of the showing the samples, you know. Mm-hmm.
Yeah, mm-hmm. man. And it's it was really a tribute to them brothers, man. I just want everybody to understand who had different comments to make. You have to understand, these dudes are professional showmen. They on stage with bands. They don't do no lip syncing. They got bands. They all play instruments. Verdeen White play the bass. You know, they put on a whole show, man. And so to have them stand there with just mics and, you know, lip and sing along and then be on TV, so to speak, even though it's the internet, you know, it's that's not their element.
Mm-hmm.
But I loved it, man, and I loved it for them, man. And they were so happy to do it together, man, because they had such a high respect for one another.
Yeah.
You can tell.
I noticed that. Yeah. All right, thank you, Steve. We'll talk more about it. Coming up next, The Nephew with today's prank phone call right after this.
You're listening to the Steve Harvey Morning Show.